Let's bring on our first guest today. We have with us
the lovely, always so happy to hear from her, Tracy Mallett is with us once again. She has a new DVD,
Man,
Pilates,
she cranks out the DVDs.
Super Sculpt, and 6 Sculpt Your Body workouts, stretch, strengthen, and tone your body. She's fit. She's a certified sports nutritionist. She's sold over 1 million copies of DVDs, and we're just always happy, always so happy to have her on the show. Tracy, welcome to the show.
Hello. It's been a little bit too long since I've actually spoken to you guys.
Well, listen, Tracy, it's been a long time, but I will tell you this. I follow you. I'm a friend. I'm a friend of yours on Facebook.
I know. We're Facebook friends.
And, I will tell you this, and I get to see pictures of you constantly, and every time I see you, you're always, first of all, you're always having lots of fun.
Yes.
You're always out dancing.
Yes.
You're always out with lots of girls. There's lots of beautiful women with you,
yes,
out dancing and frolicking. There always seems to be someone has a glass of wine. There's always a glass of wine somewhere. I know that.
You're not painting a very good picture of me, are you?
No, I envy you because your life, I want to be part of the Tracy Mallett lifestyle. I want to be part of this. I can't remember the last time I went out with friends. I don't. Lee, when was the last time?
You just said Memorial Day when I went out
with friends.
But
that was not. That was for fake friends. I'm talking about real friends, like the girls, when all the guys go out and you do stuff. You know, so.
I think it's hard for people. And it's funny you should mention and pick up on that because I feel like I went through that whole period of time just like you. It's work, 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 work. No fun, no fun, no fun. And I turned 40 a month ago. Can you believe that? Oh, my God.
No kidding.
So your birthday's when? In May?
You look fantastic.
March,
40.
I was March, 30,
boy.
March 31st. I'm an Aries.
So are we.
What date?
Oh, there you go.
We're all Aries.
Woo!
Man, look at that.
And,
you have so much in common.
I was like, you know what? Life is too short. You need to have balance in your life. And I think we're all our worst world's enemies. We always want to achieve, and I'm an overachiever just like you guys. But you also need balance, and you also need to, you know, enjoy life a little bit. And so that was, so I kind of probably went through like a little bit of a midlife crisis, maybe. I don't know. But like happens to us all, I'm very honest. And I can honestly say truly now I feel the best I've ever felt in my life.
Well, you look fantastic, and it definitely comes through in the DVDs for sure. I mean, the new one, Pilates Super Sculpt, 6 Sculpt.
And how about, you forgot to mention.
What's that?
The Booty Bar.
Booty Bar, yes.
The Booty Bar that you guys should be hanging out so you can go and catch some booty swinging from side to side.
The Booty Bar? Is that a club where you are?
Oh, yeah.
The Booty Bar?
So, you should go online. You should go to the Booty Bar, BOOTYBARRE.com. It's a new workout. In fact, actually, it's I released 2 DVDs, one last year, and I've just released one about 2 weeks ago. And it's a class, and it's a whole class done on a ballet bar, which is really hot right now in the U.S., these ballet bar workouts. And it's a fusion of ballet, Pilates, dance, kickboxing, whatever, but it's like to hip music. It's very challenging but super fun. And the women, and I'm actually getting more men coming now because the men are catching on, that there's some cute women in the class with nice, cute booties. So now I'm getting more men coming into class now. But it's going crazy. It's been awesome. I've been teaching the class 2 years at my studio, and then it's kind of evolved. I released the videos. The videos are doing amazing. And then I started a certification in January.
Wow.
Where now the Booty Bar brand is actually all over the country now. I also went to South Africa in this year, just come back from Spain, and I'm going to Turkey in 2 weeks. And it's spreading. It's just catching on. I think. It's funny. It stems from you talking about like wanting to have balance and having fun in your life. And exercise, you know, people always put exercise last on the list. But if you're doing something that's fun, that you enjoy, and you feel sexy and you feel hot after doing the class, wouldn't you do it and get a great body at the same time? So I think it's bringing all those elements together. Maybe that's why it happened in my life at this time.
Now, Tracy, I want you to watch out for those guys that are coming to those classes because I think they could be wolves in sheep clothing. I think they're coming there and going, yeah, I want to, you know, shake my booty a little bit. I think they – rightly, wouldn't you say that?
I think the Booty Bar – do they serve wine at the Booty Bar?
I know it does. I mean, my T-shirt is the best. I'm just doing T-shirts right now, and you're going to love this. On the front of the T-shirt, it says, "Do you want my booty?" And then on the back, it says, "Meet me at the bar."
Oh, I like nice. That. Man, look at that. Nice.
So now, don't you just love that?
That's great. Now, with the certification, Tracy, and with all the traveling, is that what's taking up most of your time? Is that what you're doing back? I mean, is that what's, you know, where you're spending?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's taken up a lot of my time this year. I mean, I'm still, you know, still doing TV stuff and hosting and that kind of stuff. And I'm also still doing a lot with JAMA Minute, which is the to combat childhood obesity, and which is incredible. It's doing really, really well right now. We're just online getting a grant from the LA Unified, and we've got Michelle Obama back in our program right now, and it hits about 7 million kids. We're in partnership with NFL Play 60, and so that has done tremendously well, and I can see big things for that next year.
Don't mean that really big things.
Big things. No, not big things, small right. things.
Right. Small things.
Small children. Right. We want tiny kids. No, not tiny. We want smaller children, not big children.
Now, Tracy.
So that's another big passion of mine. It's taking up time, too.
So now that you've reached this milestone in terms of reaching 40, and you look great, like I've said before, you look fantastic. How have your workouts changed? Has anything that you've done, is there anything that you're doing now that you weren't doing prior, or, you know, what's a typical day for you working out, you know, with what you're doing?
I don't think my workouts, I mean, I'm being honest, have not really changed. I don't think you have, of course, you modify a workout if you've got an injury or whatever, but just because you're turning 40, you're not going to go, okay, I've got to step it, you know, pull it back a little bit. Hell no, I've got to push it up a little bit, if anything. You know what I mean? Because everything's, going south. I want to keep it going north, you know, going up. So if anything, no, I don't think my workouts have changed. I do like to change things up, though, and I think we all should, because obviously keep boredom at bay and keeping your body continuously challenged all the time. But my typical days, I'd still run. I'm a big runner. I love to run. And I run, the main reasons I run is for stress relief, because it's my time. I listen to my music. I chill out and I run. But I don't excessively run. I run probably about 25 minutes, because I am compassionate about my joints too.
I like that.
Any younger.
You're compassionate about your joints.
That's very mindful.
You like that? I mean, do you like my words? Peak of that. It was very meaningful, wasn't it? We all have to be compassionate about our joints.
We all have to be compassionate about our joints. I like that.
You're going to use that all the time.
I'm going to use that line.
I'm going to trademark that.
That's
I'm going to trademark it, because Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are pinching my words. No.
So
I run probably 5 times a week, and then I teach booty bar classes, which is probably about three times a week, which I am addicted to. I love it. And then I also do Pilates too. So I have a big mixture, because it's really important in your workouts. You want strength, you want flexibility, and you want cardiovascular. You've got to have a good balance of those three components. So I think those are still very important. And talking about workouts, what are you guys up to lately?
Yeah, Lee, what have you been doing?
Yeah, what are you guys up to?
I've been doing interval training around buffet bars. I'm trying to get that. I'm trying to see if that can catch on.
Well, Tracy, I was telling Lee a little bit before that I'm also a big runner. I like to run, and that's my stress relief as well. Mm-hmm. But yesterday I went out for some reason. It was really hot, and I decided, you know what, I'm going to do a couple of sprints today, and I'm going to do some lunges that I haven't done in a long, long time.
You're recapping this?
Yeah, no,
10
I was.
Minutes ago?
I 10 minutes ago, I talked about this, but it was one of those things where I was just out in the parking lot. It was really hot, and I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to go. I'm just going to just do a bunch of sprints, and I can barely walk today. I'm telling you, just sitting in this seat today was brutal. So,
I know, it's amazing when you don't do anything for a long time. And lunges, the most functional form of exercise is lunges. And they're so great for your butt, your abs, the total body. And we can do them without any equipment, which I think is awesome. Especially coupled with interval training. I mean, you got the best two components there.
Well, it seems like there's a real trend right now that it's moving away from, I think, all of when people go to gyms and using all that fancy equipment. I think there's the moving towards, you know, using just your body weight and things where you don't need a lot of equipment and things that you can just, you know, just use your body weight and get plenty of benefit from. I think that's become real, real popular.
Yes, it has. I think it has more popular because people just don't have the time to exercise, so, and they don't want to spend the money, too. They just don't want to spend the money.
Right, to have a gym membership where they have to spend a couple hundred dollars a month and they don't,
and
go
really
there.
And you don't really need it, really. I think now it's gearing more towards that, going out, do more outdoor activities or doing DVDs. Or if I want to go and do a group class, I'll go and go to a boutique-type class and spend $15 and do a yoga class or do a beauty bar class or some kind of class like that. I think people are keeping their options open.
Right.
Which I think it's good.
Now, you've got a lot, you've got a lot of exposure with being on Exercise TV, the selling so many copies of the DVDs. And you're doing, I mean, you're recognized all over the place. When you travel, do people stop you and go, oh my God, I've seen you on TV. You're the,
you know what I get sometimes, which is quite funny, is I get, sometimes they don't recognize me, you know, completely, because obviously we look different to what we do on camera, to what I'm sitting down right now. But I always, my voice never, everybody always recognizes my voice. Good or bad, I don't know.
I mean, love it. I love your voice.
It's out for debate there, whether you like my voice or whether you dislike my voice. So
listen, we love it. We love your voice. Matter of fact, Lee, can you imagine if Tracy's voice was like from the Jersey
like
Shore?
Voice?
Like from the Jersey Shore? Forget about it. We would never.
Yeah.
Like that.
I think you're making probably 30% more money because of your voice.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. No, I mean, it's definitely...
What's your real voice sound like? Is this like a fake voice?
Do you know my voice has changed over so many years? Because actually, I don't think I've spoken to you since then, but about a year ago, I was in the UK. I went back home, and I did a stint on Good Morning TV, which is like equivalent to Good Morning America in the UK. And I was on there for a month, you know, trying to get these three women in these beautiful party frocks for the holiday season. So it was kind of like reality TV where I'd go in and raid the kitchen cupboards and everything. Well, anyway, I was on the TV for like a month, and I was with this woman named Lorraine Kelly, who's quite a big host in the UK, and nobody could tell where I was from, even the Brits.
You're kidding
me. They couldn't figure out which part of the world I was from.
Really?
You're kidding me.
I'm not
They're
joking.
Playing
they
with
thought
you.
I was from somewhere mid-Atlantic.
Oh,
and
my.
I was, no, I'm from Birmingham. I'm from Birmingham. I'm from the middle of the country. And I started talking like this on the TV, and everybody knew where I was from.
That is too funny. That is too funny.
I know.
So they thought you were a foreigner.
They thought I was a foreigner. Excuse me, I have a bit of a cold. They thought I was somewhere like mid-Atlantic. They couldn't quite figure out where I was from. It's true.
Tracy, what's happening to the women of the UK? There seems to be, between Kate Middleton and her sister.
I know.
There seems to be, and you, of course. There's an influx of beautiful women now in the UK. Well, I shouldn't say that. Elizabeth Hurley was, I guess.
I met Elizabeth Hurley while I was on GMTV, actually. She's beautiful in real life. She's
you mean it's not just fake when he...
Oh, you mean some of these people...
statuesque.
Who's somebody that isn't beautiful in real life?
Yeah,
that
tell
looks
us somebody when you saw... Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? You think I'm going to do that on over radio? Come on.
Just like,
maybe when we see each other in person
right,
over
and a couple
of
drinks.
Wine.
Right.
Well, just say what they rhymes with. Like maybe like Mamarin Cies.
No. You're not playing fair now.
That's right. That's not fair.
I'm sure you've probably seen some of the celebrities in person yourself.
Maybe like Hera... Pessica Larker isn't pretty in real life.
Well, so I actually haven't seen her in real life.
Was it true that you were invited to the royal wedding and you were the trainer for Kate Middleton? Yeah. Is that any truth to that?
Yes, they were going to send me over on a carriage, you know, and go and do some personal training just before they were about to hit the red carpet.
I saw Bex there with Victoria, but I didn't see you. I didn't see
Pippa Middleton now. She's doing Pilates now, and she's It's all over the tabloids that Pilates is the best thing.
Yeah.
Which it is, and I'm a big proponent of Pilates.
Right. Watching the Royal Wedding, didn't you hear Kate say, "I do the booty bar"? That's what she says. And it was a little plug for you.
I should send Kate my booty bar workout. Oh, can you imagine?
Absolutely.
They would have a field day with that in the UK. That would be great.
No.
She's firming up a booty to get pregnant.
There you go. It's a well-known way to help a woman get pregnant, doing that exercise.
That's right.
But it is, because it's freeing. It's learning how to use your abdominals correctly, and also because you do a lot of standing ab work, you work in your pelvic floor, which is perfect with
that's
the fists.
It. Now,
with the reproductive system.
Exactly. It stimulates the reproductive
that's
system.
That's right.
What are we like? What is this conversation?
Now, Tracy, let's get back into some of the – what's the next DVD you have planned? What's going to happen in the future here for you?
Well, the next one I'm planning, I'm trying right now to do an infomercial. That is my goal with the booty bar.
Yeah.
That's my big ambition and big goal I've been working on. I'm doing some development of some different products other than videos. And also, you know, I've been pitching some TV shows for a long time and got very, very close.
Oh, really? We pitched one too, but we got very, very far. We didn't get close at all.
You know, you're doing the booty bar. I think we're going to try the booby bar.
The booby bar.
Now.
Oh, you better trademark that now. I'm telling you.
You like
booby
that?
Bar.
You like that?
I think that's good because when you go and do your, you know, I've done some of those
upper body
dances.
Yeah.
No, the burlesque classes. They teach you how to put tassels on your boobies and you'll be able to circle the tassel.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Tracy, the fat guy does that like nobody's business.
I'm doing
he
it right
so
now.
Good. He's so good at that.
I can make one go one way, one go the other way. I'm very good at this.
Wow, you're talented. I can't do that. Actually, you probably got bigger boobies than me. That's probably why.
I have to wear goggles because sometimes it catches me in the eye.
Well, aren't you the lucky one? People have to wear magnifying glasses to see mine.
See what happens, Tracy? We don't talk to you for a couple of years, and this is what happens.
I know. This is terrible. What is this conversation?
So
I have a reputation here, and now I'm talking about tassels. Come on.
Well, listen, you've got the booty bar, you've got the certifications, you're doing a lot. I mean, do you ever get a chance to just kick back and just to hang out at all, or are you constantly?
No, I do. I mean, I spend a lot of time with my kids. In fact, like, in the mornings I'm working, in the afternoons I become like the taxi driver, and
right.
We've got club soccer, we've got swimming, we've got art class, you know, you name it, we've got it. So I run around with them. So, I mean, it's always hard as a mom trying to find that balance. And I feel on the most part I have a pretty good balance because I work for myself.
Right. And it's your brand. Tracy Mallett. It's the Tracy Mallett brand.
But consequently, sometimes that can also have a negative because you're working. I mean, I started getting migraines actually last year, which was an awful setback for me. And I think it was a one way as your body saying, Tracy, come on. This is time to, you know, relax a little bit. Because, honestly, it would totally incapacitate me. I was getting, like, 5 migraines a month. And if I have a migraine, I'm in bed, continue all day. So I've had to, from this, I've had to change my lifestyle a lot. I've had to cut back a little bit and take time, maybe do some acupuncture, take some time for myself.
Right.
Otherwise, it was killing me. And it's surprising how many people do suffer from migraines, and it's very incapacitating. It's not like a headache.
Right.
It's like it's an illness, you know. But I'm doing so much better now because I think it's all about the attitude on life. And, you know, like you said, we've all got to find balance. It's okay working and achieving and doing great. I mean, you guys are doing awesome. You're rocking.
Well, thank you.
Your show has just gone.
Thank you.
I remember it's gone haywire. It's been really good. And that's because we're all overachievers, but we also still have to look at ourselves, look at our family, and remember what really is important to us, which is our health and our family and our sanity.
That's right. That's right. So now, are you have you with when it comes to the migraines, have you figured out the triggers to them, and were they food related or were they things that because you know you're right, a lot of people do suffer from them, and you don't hear a lot of, you know, fitness experts talk about this stuff, that, you know, the challenges that they face, because everybody sees them, you know, like doing the DVDs, and they look at, you know, your killer body, and they're like, everything must be perfect for you. But
well, people think that we are perfect, and I always want to talk very candidly where we're just like you. We all have, we have insecurities just like everybody else, and we have our challenges. I still have to work. I still have a family that I have to balance.
Right.
Through, and, you know, so we are human, just like any other celebrity. We're human. And I did finally find out what the triggers, and the triggers are stress, of course.
Right.
Stress, sleep deprivation.
Right.
And sickness. So, like, if I have a, if, excuse me, I have, like, a little chest infection right now, if I was coming down with something, then it was the stress on the body that would trigger it off. I did find out, and you will laugh at this, that red wine was triggering it too.
No kidding.
So now you will not see a picture of me with a glass of red wine. Oh, I mean, I don't drink. I'm not a very, I don't drink a lot of alcohol anyway. I probably drink like maybe 2 glasses a month. I'm not very very much been into alcohol because I'm a very outgoing person. I'm very inhibited.
Right.
So when I have alcohol, it makes me a little crazy. So as you can imagine. So I try and steer away from it. Otherwise, you see the crazy Tracy, and you don't want to see that very often.
Nice.
It was around my 40th when we was in Vegas, but that was it. It disappeared for a while. But yeah, so I have to. So now I'll only have a little bit of red wine now and again, but I can't eat red wine. And chocolate's supposed to be a big one too.
Right.
And I haven't found that chocolate. I mean, I haven't found that chocolate triggers it because I'm a. Them are my biggest vices. I love chocolate. I mean, I can eat any. I can give up anything else, but I love, 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 love chocolate. Milk chocolate, not dark chocolate.
Really? The milk, yeah. Huh? That's opposite of the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. We're both dark chocolate lovers.
Yeah. And this is better for you. The dark chocolate is better for you than the milk. But I was brought up on good old-fashioned Cadbury's English Dairy Milk chocolate from the UK.
That's right.
You can't beat that chocolate.
When you went to the UK, do you stockpile that and bring that back with you, or is there some place you can go to? Yeah,
and that's a problem because then my thighs get like 5 inches.
No way. No way. Now, Tracy,
then I have to do booty bar.
Now, tell us about the website because I've gone to the website and a lot of changes there. The website looks fantastic.
Yeah,
I mean, you can really see the Tracy Mallett brand really. Starting to really pop. It looks fantastic. It's an enterprise now. I mean, you've got everything. You've got the certification.
It's been a lot of hard work. It's been, and you know, people say to me, how did you get from here to here? And there's not really one way you can say this, and it'd be interesting what your opinion is of this. I always think why I've got to where I've got to is, one, I am who I am. I am very open. I'm very sharing with people. And I don't look at people as competition. I look at people as, you know, as a community. And I like people. I think people have got to know who I am and not some figment of the imagination. I always remember, and I have to tell you this, the worst comment they ever got of me was when I was probably about 30. And it was like, well, loved the workout, but Tracy was like Barbie doll on acid.
Barbie doll on acid.
Barbie doll on acid.
Oh, man.
So I think I've come a long way from being a Barbie doll on acid. So, yes, I think it's sharing. And I think that's what's really helped me the most. And what would you say has helped you? Tenacity or believing in passion in what you're doing?
I think just letting the fat guy just do his thing. Yeah, just do his thing. I think the key to it at all is to be tenacious and to continue doing what you do. I mean, there's ebbs and flows and there's highs and there's lows, but you know, ultimately every week we love coming to the studio and doing the show, and we love and I think your point about sharing is really important. That's our big philosophy, is that we look at everybody that we have on the show as a community, not somebody that we're in competition with, but somebody that we want to share with them what we do and what
I think
they
that's
do.
Very important. Yeah.
So, we feel the same way. And we've met wonderful, wonderful people like yourself from doing the show for just over 6 years. So it's been great.
Years
yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So you got to promise us. Now, I know you've been to Spain. I know you're going to be in Turkey. I don't know what the hell you're going
to
do in Turkey.
I love Turkey.
Do you really like Turkey?
Istanbul is just phenomenal. I was there last year, and the people are so much full of energy and giving and receive in. They're just wonderful people. I love it.
And you, right. And you probably, yeah. And you're going to be in Japan as well?
Yeah, hopefully Japan and hopefully the U.S.
and hopefully
Atlanta.
Hopefully,
right?
Atlanta. That's where we really want you to come to and spend some time with us here. We'd love this way. If we ever had problems, we wouldn't have them if we had you here in the studio. We'd love to have you here and to spend some time with you. Show us the booty bar. And
I'd have you shaking your booty.
We don't mind shaking the booty. Absolutely. We're pretty good with that. That's never a problem.
And then you can give her your private migraine
therapy, my chiropractic therapy for
migraine therapy.
All right, but
yeah,
just don't tell my wife, and everything will be fine. Tracy, it's always a pleasure talking to you. We definitely have to keep in contact with you much sooner than the last time.
It was very fun. It was definitely a different kind of conversation to what I normally have.
Well, listen, that's what happens between friends. That's what happens between friends. And go to the website, tracymallett.com, and you can find all of her DVDs there. You can find all the information on the booty bar and the classes. There's tons of stuff there. And we're just so happy that you took some time out to spend with us today, Tracy.
Oh, and I'm sorry about all your problems.
Hopefully. Yeah, we seem to have worked them out. I'm just glad we were able to get you on the phone today.
Oh, it seems fine. Well, thank you, guys. It's such a pleasure. And, you know, keep your dream alive. You're doing great.
Thank you. And feel better. And we can't wait to see you here in Atlanta soon.
I will. Okay. When we get, you know, at any time, I could do a booty bar certification in Atlanta, seriously. And if it is, I'm going to call you straight.
Oh,
away, okay?
Please do. Please do.
All right.
Tracy,
bye,
take care. Have
Thank
a great
you.
Day.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
That is Tracy Mallett from tracymallett.com. Check out our DVDs, Booty Bar. Check out Pilates, Super Sculpt, Six Sculpt Your Body Workouts, Stretch, Strengthen, and Tone Your Body. Lots of great stuff. I really like her a lot.
Yeah,
great personality,
nice.
And just always full of life, and just love talking to her, and it comes through in her DVDs as well. She's really, we meet a lot of DVD people, Lee, correct?
Absolutely.
I got to put, she's at the top of my list. She's
she
really a lot of fun. I really like her.
Very nice,
the show.
Wonderful, always has good stories, very
yeah.
good.
And down to earth, just real, real.
Just almost like you.
Almost. Yeah, almost like me, no. But a lot prettier than me, for sure.
That goes without saying.
Yeah, we don't even have to say that.